Welcome back to another episode of the Polish Podcast. New York is dead. New York City is dead. I live in New York and it is far from dead. But if you guys didn't know that there was a controversy a couple of weeks ago where a New York comedy club owner writes an article about how the city is dead and it will never return. And that really pissed off Jerry Seinfeld. And Jerry Seinfeld responded by writing an article of his own, pretty much saying that New York isn't dead, and then also calling the comedy club that dude owned dog shit. He's like, oh, by the way, you could spruce up your club a little bit. Which is just, that's great. Jerry Seinfeld lives such a great life. He does whatever the fuck he wants. He's like so rich where he doesn't have to worry about anything, but he's not rich enough to the point like it gets weird. Right? Because I feel like if you reach like the billions, like secret societies start monitoring you, and then you have to like do strange rituals. Like put on a goat mask and then fuck a horse or whatever. I just feel like it just gets weird in the billions, you know, and you start to get aware of shit that like you don't want to know. Like Jeffrey Epstein, for instance, like if you're a billionaire, I feel like all billionaires knew what that dude was up to. And they were just like, well, fuck, why'd you tell me that? Now I have to walk around with this knowledge that there's this pedo. So, yeah, I think I think Jerry Seinfeld just is a perfect amount of wealth. He's not a billionaire yet, but he's got hundreds of million dollars, and I would say that's enough. I would say that's a good amount to buy groceries with every week, about $800 million. Maybe delve into a little hobby like woodworking. You could afford that. You could afford some power tools, some high quality oak. But I feel like that's really the reason why I want to be successful. It's just so I can say whatever the fuck I want to anyone. Because Jerry basically told that comedy club, like, listen, your comedy club sucks. And then the owners responded with another article. It was like one of the other co-owners saying, like, hey, man, wasn't really nice. Also, if you want to drop by at any time, feel free. He literally... Jerry Seinfeld's got so much pull in comedy where he could literally call it a comedy club dog shit, and then the club's just like, you know what? Come by. We'd love to have you. That's great. That's really what I want to do. Because starting out in comedy, man, is brutal. No one respects you, and you just get treated by like dog shit by everybody, including industry and, you know, and some bookers. And I want to get to the point where like I'm so successful where I can literally tell bookers like that treated me poorly, like, fuck you to their face. And then you're successful and they can't do anything about it. That's great. I would be a terrible famous person, you know. I would just like blow my nose into a tissue and then autograph it and then hand it to some old lady who doesn't even know who I am. Keep it, old lady. You're welcome. It'll keep you young if you rub it on your face. So yeah, people think New York City's dead. It's not dead at all. It's very, very vibrant. Everything's outdoor now, which is really cool. I live on a street called Restaurant Row in Hell's Kitchen, 46th Street. I don't know why the fuck I just gave away my apartment. Whatever, I don't care. Yeah, I live on Restaurant Row. It's fucking, it's a party every night. Oh, there's just a bunch of restaurants and everyone's just drinking in the street. Feels like New Orleans. I really like that mandate, the fact that you can just drink on the street now. I think it really adds some dynamism to an already dynamic city. I don't even know why that's like illegal. We have so many stupid laws that are like so outdated. Like, can't drink on the street. You know? It also blows my mind like how incest is illegal. It's like if, listen, if you guys are doing that with your sibling, I don't give a fuck. I mean, who's it hurting, really? Yeah, you're gonna have a fucked up kid. But maybe the, I don't know. But the fact that, like, the act of fucking your sibling is illegal. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Just let them do what they want to do. You are under arrest for touching your sister's breast. So that's a dumb law. And then I think, I don't know if this is still illegal in some states, but sodomy. Sodomy is I don't know if it is illegal or was illegal, but I think it was illegal for a long period of time in America, which is that shit is like the funniest shit ever. Like you can't go into the anus. And I think it was not true, like I think it was true for hetero couples too. I think you just couldn't put your dick in an anus, and that was illegal. I'm not sure about the accuracy of any of this. I just know that sodomy in some form was illegal at one period of time, and that's hilarious. Just because, like, if you're fucking someone and then you, what happens if you like you're fucking someone and then you accidentally slip into the anus, right? I mean, the pussy and the anus are like only an inch apart. Less than an inch apart, dude. There's only that little piece of skin separating them. It's like, what if it you accidentally slip it in, you know, and your girl's been wearing a butt plug, so it just slips in. That's so funny, dude. If you accidentally slip it in, the FBI immediately rushes your house. They send a SWAT team. Go, 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 go! This guy's a felon. Be careful. He's dangerous. No, officer, please. It was just a mistake. Tell it to the judge. It was just for a second. Well, Jesus saw. So yeah, just a bunch of dumb laws, dude. The Puritan roots of this country are just fucking hilarious. Marriage is an institution in the Bible. Dude, if someone decided to stick a glass tube up their dick hole and called it marriage, I would have no problem with that. Call it marriage. I think the next time I take like a big runny shit, I'm gonna call it marriage. I just got married today. Yeah, but what else about Corona? Because I haven't tackled that at all. You know, Corona has made going out pretty cool, because you can be in the street. Everyone's wearing masks, which is crazy. What's also crazy is the fact that no, I feel like still no one really knows how the virus spreads. Like just a couple of weeks ago, they found out that you couldn't spread it through like surfaces, which that was the huge thing for months, was everyone was just wiping down everything. Everything. Just wiping it down. And it turns out we were doing that for nothing. Right? It's tough, dude. And then people were like, you can gather, but it has to be outdoor. That was a big change too. some of the laws like are just blatant attempts to to satisfy rich people, I think. Like the fact that like there was outdoor dining before like some parks were open, that was insane. Like basketball hoops weren't available until midway through the summer. But outdoor dining was available as fast as possible. And it's because I think a lot of rich people don't have any hobbies except to try a new restaurant every weekend. And so they're like, okay, we gotta get that for them, right? But dude, those restaurants were crowded, and like people would go out and just there would be like 50 people on like half of a street block. And it's like, okay, if you're gonna do that, then why you might as well put up the fucking basketball hoops. Open up the parks, open up the playgrounds. I mean, they're not gonna be as crowded as this fucking bar. So it just, I don't know. Some of the shit didn't really make any sense. And also, it's like, I'm curious to see what they do now just because winter is coming and people are going to get really, really sick. People are going to get sick from all sorts of other shit during the winter. Your immune system is just weaker, you know? So it's like, are you going to close shit down again? Or are you going to just keep going with, like, indoor dining, which is what you said, how it spreads? So I think it'll be interesting to see. Just because if they close everything down again, it's going to really fuck up the economy. Listen, I hope they keep it open, right? I hope comedy comes back. That's what I hope. Because comedy will be dead in the winter. Right now, there's a lot of, like, outdoor shows and rooftop shows that are going on. And there's some parts of the country that are doing indoor shows, but for New York City, you're doing stand-up on a roof. And a lot of times, the people who are chilling on their roofs on neighboring buildings are telling you to shut the fuck up. I'm paying rent to have some peace and quiet. You're talking about anal for 20 minutes. I don't like this joke. Yeah, but so yeah, I don't know. Comedy has been dead, but if they start closing outdoor shit, then like comics will really have no place to go. I mean, they can't close outdoor shit, but it's just going to get too cold. Like would anyone actually sit through 40 degree weather to hear some shitty jokes? I don't think so. Although there is a theory in comedy wherein like the more uncomfortable you are, the more you laugh. And like if you are comfortable, then you won't laugh as much. That's like a basic rule. Notice like the next time you go to a comedy club or even like an improv show, the chairs are always so shitty. They're terrible. They're hard. There's like no lumbar support. The back is fucked up. It's too short or too tall. It's because they're trying to make you uncomfortable. That's true with every single comedy club. I do know this one comedy club that actually has like these big cushy seats and are super comfortable, and they're failing. On a Friday night, and they may be in the city or they may not be in the city, but every Friday night, I perform there, and they got like 13 people. So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys know what you're doing. Also, this comedy club has a waiter there who's like 100 years old. I'm not even kidding. I think he's 100 and he can't hear. So when he's taking people's orders, you're on stage trying to tell your jokes and he's just like, what? Could you repeat that order, please? I didn't quite hear you. What? Well, one more time. You wanted a cocktail? Oh, a beer. Okay, gotcha. Okay, got it. You wanted a cocktail. I'll go get... Oh, what? Oh, a beer? Okay, I'll go get you a cocktail. So yeah, I don't know, dude. The conditions you perform under is just as a comic is just insane. A lot of times, you know. Even when it was indoors, it wasn't that good. Sometimes you'd perform it in front of bars and or at bars, but and sound is the most important thing in comedy. It's the absolute most important thing. And if you have like outside noise, then it kind of ruins the timing of a joke. And a lot of bars you perform at, there's a lot of ambiance noise, and then like it's just distracting. Because you really have to pay attention to an entire joke in order to get it. And if you miss one word, then the joke might not work. But a lot of comedy clubs, man, there's like, or a lot of comedy venues, like right where the show is, there's like a bar like right next to it. And sometimes we don't even have a door. There's like nothing separating it. Sometimes there'll be like a tiny curtain, but that doesn't do anything, you know? So you can't even hear yourself talk. That's some of the worst shit, dude, is when a room sound isn't good. That's why performing comedy outside is tough. It's tough. Especially like there's some good outdoor venues. Like you can go perform comedy in an amphitheater. And that actually holds in the sound because that's the way it was built. And so you can actually hear the laughs and you can hear the comedian really well. But there's some comedy shows right now that take place in a field. Just a flat, just really flat ground, dude. Like shit that would make a flat earther be like, see, I told you. Because if it's super flat, then the sound just dissipates. It just goes nowhere. So even if people are laughing, you can't hear it. It just evaporates into the sky. Their laugh goes into space where it will be never seen again. So I don't know. I'm not too keen on these outdoor shows. Some people are like doing like 15 outdoor mics a week, which is, you do what you want to do. I don't think it's very productive, but, you know, good for them, I guess. It's all about the hustle, man. All right, guys, that's going to be the podcast for today. If you enjoyed, please remember to rate on Apple Podcast. All right.